picks in the back line to the middle of the
commentators call out the NIU squad's perfect positioning. They're closing in on Northern Kentucky. It's all almost over, and let's hand it off to the commentary crew.
I don't think the Kentucky contestant looks like that's it.
They get the shatter at the end. Oh, you got the
Illinois.
NIU's varsity Overwatch team overmatches Northern Kentucky University, a shining effort that marks the team's first victory of the season. And it's their first season playing at the new NIU Esports Arena, where varsity players compete in the heart of the campus's historic Altgeld Hall. Banners of the games they play fly from the rafters. The walls are adorned with posters of the 14 colleges they compete against in the Collegiate Esports Conference. Below the banners, rows of PCs line the inside of the arena where varsity gamers hone their craft and students hang out and play casually with friends. NIU jumped into esports in 2018 and officially launched its first varsity squads a year later. This week, the university announced it will be awarding its first ever esports scholarships for the upcoming school year. Connor Vagel is the director of esports at NIU.
It's $1,000 for this upcoming school year, and then two $1,000 scholarships, increasing to five $1,000 scholarships in 5 years from now. And so that is open to any student at NIU that considers themselves a gamer. So you don't have to be part of the varsity program, don't have to be, you know, a member of the club.
The scholarship is part of a collaboration with Dr. Levi Harrison, known as the Esports and Gaming Doctor. Harrison was introduced to NIU's program when he was a guest speaker at the university's Esports Career Lecture Series, where they bring in esports and gaming professionals to talk about how they got into the industry. Northern Illinois esports supporters are also crowdfunding donations to give $500 scholarships for each varsity gamer. The scholarships are a big deal for students both looking for financial aid and further legitimacy for the university's esports program. Jackson Rich is a member of NIU's varsity Overwatch team. Rich told head coach Alex Kramer about how important esports scholarships are in a YouTube conversation this spring.
I mean, we all know college is pricey, and so scholarships would help alleviate that, but also it would put the esports program on the same echelon as, like, athletics. Have that varsity title and really put it on a pedestal.
Rich also says it puts NIU on the same playing field as other colleges already offering scholarships. The esports landscape has exploded in popularity over the past few years, powered by newer games like Overwatch, Rocket League, and Valorant, and aided by blossoming online streaming communities like Twitch and Discord. Early in the pandemic, NIU had to move all of its esports events online. And even though they couldn't keep building the on-campus community, it accelerated the program's digital reach.
We saw a growth in our Discord from about 300 people pre-pandemic to now we're at about 900.
But now that esports is back in person, Bagel hopes the new arena helps them build more connections. In just its first semester open, he says they had around 2,500 students visit the esports arena. And along with varsity esports, they also offer a student-run club and a newer club called Gaming for All, aimed towards women and traditionally marginalized groups who haven't always had supportive spaces in gaming communities. If students really want to get involved with gaming on campus, Vagel says they can also minor in esports industry professions as part of the College of Education. The program even has a special interest community.
Any student who is interested in esports or gaming can actually live in a special wing of one of the residence halls with people that share that same interest.
Connor Vagel says the new scholarships aren't the only piece of the university's partnership with the esports doctor Levi Harrison. This fall, 100 NIU students will also help beta test Harrison's Fierce Gamer app. It's marketed as a health and wellness app specifically created for gamers. But the scholarships are a crucial part of proving to prospective students that esports doesn't just have to be a hobby. It can be a viable path to college and maybe even a career. I'm Peter Medlin.